Gamar Joba Dallas. This is BillPod.com coming to you from our makeshift studios 4 miles north of the grassy knoll. Today is Thursday, the 3rd of January, 2013. Hope everybody had a great new year. On this date in 1496, Leonardo da Vinci unsuccessfully tests a flying machine. 1521, Pope Leo X excommunicates Martin Luther King, which, as we know, totally solved that problem. In 1823, Stephen F. Austin received a grant of land in Texas from the government of Mexico. By the way, I just visited the Alamo and San Antonio a few days ago. It is fantastic. Go. Very nice, very well done, and free. In 1870, the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge begins. In 1932, martial law is declared in Honduras to stop a revolt by banana workers fired by the United Fruit Company, which totally solved that problem. In 1962, Pope John XXIII excommunicated Fidel Castro, which totally solves that problem, and in 1977, Apple Computer is incorporated. In 1993, in Moscow, George Bush and Boris Yeltsin signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START Treaty. Today's birthdays are Cicero, famous Roman guy, several guys whose names begin with the initial J, J.D. Salinger, J. Edgar Hoover, and J.R.R. Tolkien, who was born in Bloemfontein, South Africa, by the way. Most importantly, today is a birthday in 1920 of Renato Corazzone, who wrote and sang in 1956, Tu Vuo Fallo Americano, our theme song at the beginning of this show. By the way, he made his fame in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And, of course, Evkime Takaishvili, famous Georgian historian, archaeologist, public benefactor, and all-around great guy, who was born in 1863. He was canonized in 2002, and for those of you who don't know what I look like, I look exactly like him. Today it's just me, Mark Mullen. My Georgian Journal and Fides Politra column this week is about why I love Georgia. I list the reasons. They are not printed in the holidays, so that's it for the next, I think, 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so. Thanks to those posting on our forum, like our very own Will Dunbar, who used to actually be on the show, then demoted himself to hair-splitting nerd with this typical post. The Hagia Sophia is not a mosque. It was converted by Ataturk into a museum. You know, it's little things like that that only Will would know that we miss him for reminding us of. So we'll keep the little comments coming and we'll stick them in. So the Hagia Sophia, formerly church, formerly mosque, now museum. We also had a question on the forum as to where the rose in Rose Revolution came from. I know the answer to that question. Here's the deal. The elections of 2003 were held on the 2nd of November, and the revolution didn't happen until 3 weeks after that. The elections were falsified. Actually, the National Movement won, but other parties did okay, too. Zhvanya's party, Agor Dzineba, or the Revival Party in Batumi. But the Citizens Union, which at that point was just the corrupt people immediately surrounding Shevardnadze, pretended it had won more votes than any other party, when actually it really only got about, I think, 4 or 5% or something. The opposition fought that, but finally on the 20th of November, the Central Elections Commission, led by Nana Devdadiani, who's still around, by the way, announced the false results. Misha immediately went to Western Georgia and the next day brought a bunch of people back to protest, and the rest is history. But in between the 2nd and the 20th of November, there needed to be pressure kept on the authorities to encourage them to do the right thing and announce the real results. The headquarters of the Liberty Institute at the time were on Griboedov Street in Tatsminda, and that's where all the Kamada activists were hanging out and organizing themselves. At the same time, there were a bunch of riot cops and Zebdishvili's guys on the street, particularly right in front of what was then the Iberia Hotel. Some enterprising individual brought the famous news photograph of a young person handing out flowers to riot cops at some Vietnam protest back in the day. Kamara activists then decided to do that. They used a bunch of old unsellable roses that came from, if I remember correctly, a wholesaler friend of Zuna Zhvanya's. It went well and looked good on camera, and so the next day, since there was desperate need to come up with events and anything that could be shown on Rustavi 2 to sort of keep up the pressure, a group of young female university students went around to police stations handing out roses to the police on camera. There were roses around a little bit until, after that that happened, which I think was a week or so before the resignation. But then, of course, what really clinched it was Misha clutching one in his hand when he and his people went into the parliamentary plenary hall on Saturday the 22nd, and the symbolism was sealed. Thanks to Richard Lax for asking the question there, Richard. I hope that answers it for you. The parliament overrode Misha's veto on the amnesty law in a 91-24 vote, the first parliamentary override in Georgian history. Misha called it, quote, a shameful page in the history of Georgian parliamentarianism, end quote. After the vote, Secretary General of UN, Bano Medabashvili, declared that the UNM MPs are facing threats regarding their business interests and criminal prosecution if they don't jump ship and vote with the Georgian Dream. Parliamentary Speaker Datta Usupashvili defended Parliament's decision and criticized the minority for painting an apocalyptic picture of the forthcoming mass release of prisoners. He also congratulated the families whose relatives were unjustly imprisoned by the former government. On Sunday, Misha visited a family in Femokartli who was robbed some days prior. At the visit, Misha declared that the criminal situation in the country is tense and may get worse after the amnesty law comes into force, which is why he suggests declaring, quote, an emergency situation for the police, end quote. In response, the following day, the Ministry of Interior declared that crime decreased sharply in December, including in the Femokartli region, while the detention rate increased. In his New Year's message to the nation, Misha said, in the same way that Jews say they will meet each other next year in Jerusalem, Georgians should say to one another next year in Sukhumi. Great. In his 13-minute video address aired on TV before midnight on December 31st, Misha laid out a 5-point plan, which he claimed is necessary to prevent the country from sliding backwards. The plan includes, first, to stop aggressive rhetoric against each other. Second, to stop the persecution and arrest of the opposition. Third, do not undermine Georgia's relations with the West. Fourth, stop attacking the local self-governance bodies. And fifth, restoring confidence in the business community towards Georgia. BI, in a 5-minute long video address, said that the establishment of the rule of law has begun in Georgia. He said, quote, strengthening of civil society should be a guarantor that Georgia will never again return to the epic of violence and fear. Georgia should become an interesting country for investment as well, end quote. And he also said that voters did away with Misha's, quote, system of lies and violence, end quote. In the October 1st parliamentary elections, he spoke of possibly granting amnesty from prosecution to lower-ranking officials in the previous government involved in crimes. Patriarch Ilya II congratulated the nation on the new year and wished that Georgian emigrants return home soon. He also addressed the government and called on them to work with unanimity. He urged people to love and respect their parents and help the poor. Misha celebrated the new year with Georgian troops serving in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Defense Minister Irakli Alasani welcomed the new year with army troops. Interior Minister Irakli Garibashvili spent the holidays with police in the village of Odisi near South Ossetia. Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze began the new year with employees of the country's electrical grid. Tbilisi Mayor Gigi Ugulava was with the emergency services doctors, and UNM Secretary General Bano Medabashvili was with a displaced family residing in Tbilisi. BI's 30-page-long property declaration indicates that he and his family have a net worth of $6 billion, with shares in Google, Siemens, Carrefour, and a Polish telecom company, among other. This makes him the wealthiest prime minister in Europe. Prime Minister Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze is the richest minister in the government. Kaladze's property declaration includes 7 plots of land in Georgia and 1 in Kiev, as well as 2 apartments in Ukraine. He owns 15 cars, as well as 6 paintings of Vlado Gudiashvili and Elena Akhlediani. These declarations are available on the National Public Service Bureau website at www.declaration.gov.ge. By the way, that site assisted in setting it up was the hardest working NGO in Georgia, Transparency International Georgia. Early in the morning on New Year's Day, Georgi Kitaouri, a neighbor of Olympic champion and Georgian Dream MP Zura Zviadauri, shot an automatic rifle at Zviadauri's house. According to reports, Kitaouri and Zviadauri's brother had a quarrel earlier in the day. However, Zviadauri claims the incident was politically motivated. Kitaouri was his opponent during the election campaign. The prosecutor's office indicted former Minister of Justice Zura Adeshvili in absentia. Adeshvili is accused of abuse of power, organizing degrading and inhuman treatment of prisoners, and fabricating cases to prosecute people. Adeshvili left Georgia after UNM's defeat. Recently, he was summoned for questioning as a witness, but did not return to the country. On Sunday, Levan Bartolomidze, the former chairman of the government of Ajada, was questioned in Batumi. He reported that the questioning mainly focused on his former government's privatization activities. On Saturday, Vano Medavashvili's wife, Tako Salakaya, was interrogated at the prosecutor's office. Although Salakaya did not make any public comments regarding the questioning, according to her lawyer, she was summoned to the prosecutor's office as a witness. Last Thursday, BI declared that he intentionally chose not to prevent the detention of former high-ranking officials. Quote, I deliberately provoked this process. You can use this word. But what I actually mean is that I tried to stay away from this process as much as possible. It's clear that Misha is behaving aggressively again and is preparing for something. End quote. An employee of Rustavi Prison No. 6, who was personally in charge of supervising prisoners, was dismissed because of his involvement with the death of Temur Kurtava, a convict at the prison who hanged himself in his cell on the 24th of December. Eka Siradze will be Georgia's next ambassador to France. Siradze is a lawyer who has worked at the National Council, NDI, IRI, the Netherlands Institute for Multiparty Democracy as well. She was also executive director of the International Society for Fair Elections and Democracy, or ISFED. A Georgian soldier who went missing in Helmand province of Afghanistan 2 weeks ago was found dead on Saturday. Citing a local Afghan official, the Associated Press reported that his body was found in an empty house with bullet wounds. The Minister of Economy, Georgi Kvirkashvili, named 4 priorities for the year. 1, improving the business environment. 2, promoting attractive investments. 3, arranging for agricultural land privatization, and 4, developing tourism. Kvirkashvili also declared that the anti-monopoly service will be launched this year. Georgia took over the presidency of GUAM, the 4-country organization for democracy and economic development. Minister of Foreign Affairs Maya Panjakidze said, quote, after becoming GUAM chairman, we will start looking for new partners. We do not rule out South Korea becoming a GUAM partner or a new partner of the organization, end quote. For those who don't know, GUAM was set up in the 90s as a counterbalance to the CIS and other things that Russia was organizing. It's never really found its way, but I'd be curious to know where it gets its money from. But it does have some potential, so it would be particularly interesting if Korea shows up as a part of it. Minister of Refugees discovered 5 warehouses storing food valued at more than 3 million lari. The food was supposed to be distributed to persons displaced by the wars from the early 90s and 2008. Refugee Minister Dato Darakhvelidze declared that the warehouses will be audited and that those who are at fault for failing to deliver the food to its intended beneficiaries will be prosecuted. 2 NGOs, The Earth is Our Home and the Peace Committee of Georgia, planned a rally with the tagline, quote, Georgia needs friendship with Russia, but not with NATO, end quote. The rally was supposed to take place on Sunday, but approximately 200 counter-protesters gathered before the rally and prevented it. There was a clash instead. There was a lot of yelling, and the counter-protesters trampled on a flower wreath the anti-NATO ralliers had brought to lay on Pushkin's monument. The anti-NATO protesters denied their membership in any political organization, though there were representatives of the UNM among them. Koba Khabazi, Goga Khachidze, Tamar Chergulaishvili of Tabula Magazine, Misha Tavkhelidze, the anti-EU guy, and Giga Nasaridze, and others. The head of the tourism agency, Maya Sidomonidze, left her post. Sidomonidze declared that the decision was her own and she will continue her career in the private sector. The Ministry of Economy declared that the new agency, chief of the agency, will be appointed in January. A travel blog posted in the Huffington Post listed Georgia as, quote, one of the world's most fascinating up-and-coming culinary destinations. Author Elise Pasquale put Georgia as the second out of seven best destination in terms of food. Spain was number one. Georgia resumed direct citrus exports to the Russian market after a six-year break due to the Russian embargo. Last Thursday, 40 tons of mandarins left for Russia via the Larsi checkpoint. The Open Society Georgia Foundation released a survey which claims that Rustaviotis TV, quote, news priorities coincide most with the Georgian people's interests, end quote. The poll surveyed 400 Tbilisi residents. Media analyst Ia Antadze commented on the survey results, saying that there is, quote, some magic, end quote, about the channel and that it operates based on the principles of brainwashing. General Director of Rustavi 2, Nika Gladamia, responded that, quote, the magic is professionalism, end quote. According to the Abkhaz Foreign Minister, Vyacheslav Chirkba, more than 140 members of Syria's Abkhaz Adyg community have resettled in Abkhazia. Abkhazian Highlanders settled in the Middle East in the second half of the 19th century, forcibly by Russia after the Caucasian War and the abolition of the Abkhazian Principality. Abkhaz historians say that their descendants live in Turkey, Syria, Jordan, Greece, Australia, Germany, and the United States, and the Netherlands. The Abkhaz citizenship law recognizes every ethnic Abkhaz as a citizen regardless of their place of residence and naturalization. A special commission with connections to the Ombudsman's Office located at the Georgian Ministry of Education accepted approximately 1,000 petitions from teachers at public schools requesting that they be restored to their posts. According to them, they were dismissed for political reasons. Parents may not have to pay a fee to send their children to kindergarten. MP Tiniko Khidasheli put forward a draft in Parliament about this on Friday. Prior to New Year's Day, citizens posted their New Year's dreams on BI's Facebook page. Many people put up financial problems. Some asked for specific presents. Children from a hospital in Tbilisi began a post to BI, quote, Dear Toblis Babu, which is the Georgian version of Santa Claus, and asked for him to help install Wi-Fi in the hospital and for Bera, BI's rapper son, to come visit them. According to the current constitution, should the president decide to dismiss parliament, it is the president who appoints the interim government cabinet ministers. Parliamentary majority will propose constitutional amendments aimed at restricting the president's power. The amendments would give the prime minister the power to form the cabinet instead of the president. According to the current constitution, parliament can only be dismissed 6 months after the last national election and 6 months before the next election, making April fairly crucial. BI declared that the amendment will also allow the president to dismiss parliament sooner than that. Parliament passed amendments that will place the special state prosecution service under cabinet control and will create a security service specifically for the president and his family members. Also, the parliament considered draft amendments to the law regarding state property. Currently, privatization of state property by direct selling is the prerogative of the president. The draft amendment would grant this right to the government. Channel One has nominated participants to represent Georgia at the European Song Contest, Eurovision 2013. Popular singers Nodiko Tatishvili and Sopo Gelovani will participate in the competition, which will be held in Sweden in May. This from the First Channel on New Year's Eve. No Geo Capital number this week or too many announcements. A lot of people are on holiday, so that's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango X-Ray, Tango Bravo Uniform Kilo. Our email address is tblpod, tblpod, @gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website at www.tblpod.com. This week, we'll finish up with 1972, Freddie King and Palace of the King.